You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartselle, Alabama, so stay tuned.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Leeds, Alabama,
at the Red Barn. It's been 5 years since I have spoken with Joy O'Neill on The Mark White Show. She was actually one of the first shows that I ever did through The Mark White Show back when I was at WKAC in Athens, Alabama. At that time, I wanted to bring awareness to the Red Barn and the effort that they go through to help special needs children and those families. Here we are 5 years later. There are new listeners. There are people out there who may have not had a special needs child at the time that the first show came out. And now here we are, and maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you're one of those individuals who is looking for a place for your young person, your child, and maybe resources that are out there you're not as familiar. I wanted to bring the Red Barn up front and center of the Mark White Show today. Welcome back, Joy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you in person this time, not over the phone.
That's right.
How are things going here at the Red Barn?
Well, right now, I think the word of the day is hot. Hot,
yes.
Wet, rainy, humid, but also amazingly great. Summer is a fantastic time to be at the barn in spite of the heat, just because so many kids are out of school and we get to really dig in and see a lot of kids.
I look out the window and I saw a young person riding a horse through the window there.
Yeah.
So even in the heat at 1:30 in the afternoon in the heart of Alabama.
Yes, that's right.
Still riding horses.
We do have some guidelines that we use where we look at the temperature and the humidity, and it looks like a big old algebra problem. But as long as we meet all those guidelines, we still ride and still have a great time. And one of the things, you know, that you have to do after you ride a horse and it's hot is you have to hose it down. And sometimes, occasionally, accidental water fights might break out and people, you know, get a little drenched and just have a great time doing that.
Sounds terrible.
So everything is, you know, we just always make fun out of whatever happens.
For those who are learning about the Red Barn for the first time today, what is it that you could convey to listeners for them to understand the work that you do here in this area?
We work with primarily children who live in low-income families who have disabilities or special circumstances. And our goal in starting the barn was that we would give them just a great place to learn about horses and to be outside and to feel accepted and loved and know that they have a place where they belong. And we do that through horseback riding lessons, through experiential outdoor education with horses, just learning responsibility and kind of all those things that you sort of think about that like an old timey childhood, just being outside, squirting each other with the water pipe, water hose, and just having a good time and learning while you do it.
Most nonprofit organizations like the Red Barn have a mission statement, have core values. What are the core values, the mission statement of the Red Barn?
Well, our mission statement is kind of dry. So
it
doesn't
sometimes
sound very exciting. It's just to promote and provide equine-assisted services to low-income children with disabilities. So that doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, but it really is when you look at all the great things that we do. And then I would say some of our core values are excellence. We want to provide excellent service, hospitality, to welcome everybody that's here and help them to feel like they belong, just really being able to individualize the services that the children who come here receive, and adults. We do see some adults, but I would say it's primarily children. Teamwork is really important. We have to be open 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And so to really be able to work as a team and to be able to all come together and do whatever needs to be done, whether that's cleaning stalls, working with kids in their lesson, teaching them how to go down to the creek and look at all the bugs and the things that are down there, just stuff in envelopes, like whatever it is, you know, we're just all in, everybody that works here.
Personally, for you, where does your love of horses and your love of special needs young people come from?
Well, I'll start with the special needs. And it's not going to start with horses. It's going to start with baseball. Because when I was growing up, there was this a group way out in the country in the middle of nowhere, and there was this baseball park called Billy Joe Young Field. And it was named after Billy Joe Young, obviously, who, when he was in high school, had a really bad accident playing football. And so they named the local ballpark after him. And during the summer, like I said, I spent them with my grandmother and all my cousins. And every night during the summer, there'd be a baseball game, and we'd go down. And Billy Joe was paralyzed from the neck down, And so his mama would bring him in this big old Suburban, roll his hospital bed out on this concrete block platform behind home plate. And they had a microphone that hung down from the ceiling. And Billy Joe would, he would call the game. And he would get hungry. And the Rigdons operated the concession stand. And somebody would go get him a hot dog. And if you were really good, Billy Joe would choose you to be the one to feed him a hot dog because he couldn't feed himself. And he taught us how to keep score in the book. And he would call the game. And so I think I just really grew up in a way where somebody with disabilities was just like anybody else, other than sometimes you just had to help them.
Yes.
You know, my Aunt Cora was in a wheelchair. And she would come in and she could peel apples just like all one little spiral at a time. And, you know, all my family worked in the mines, and there were lots of older folks who'd been in accidents in the mines that limped and hobbled or were missing body parts or just whatever it would be. And like, I did not grow up with a fear of anybody with a disability. They were just different. And I think now I look back and I realize how special of a raisin that was to be able to just accept people as they were. My love of horses, though, didn't come until my own kids were taking riding lessons. And I saw just all that they were learning and all the good that it did for them. And when my youngest son didn't really need me to be anymore like the room mother or take him to, you know, drive him around, he had his own license and stuff. So I was really able to think about, well, what do I want to do? And I thought, well, I want to start a nonprofit that would allow children who would not otherwise have the opportunity to be able to work with horses, and just kind of create a little bit of that feeling of what I'd had the luck to have growing up.
That's amazing, because when you get down to the story of how things come to be and the marriage, so to speak, of special needs young people with horses, what have you found that horses connect with these young people? How does that connection work? What is special about that bond between the special needs young people and the horses?
Well, I think the first thing is that horses don't judge. A horse just accepts you as you are, and it's not going to matter to them what you look like, what you've been through. They're going to just take you in that moment. And I feel like a lot of kids and a lot of people, they get sort of caught up in the what do people think about me? What have I done? What about this? What about that? And none of that matters when you work with a horse. They're very, you know, in the moment. I think if you think of all the children's books that are out there about horses, and just, you know, children are just naturally drawn to animals. And so I think that that's a big one. I think for a lot of kids with disabilities, it's a chance for them to do something that their typically developing peers might be talking about.
Yes.
And so it's something that they can participate in. For a lot of the military families that we work with, and children that have maybe been in foster care that have moved around a lot, you know, other sports and activities are hard for them to sign up for. You might move mid-year and you've missed the sign up for whatever sport's going on, or you're too late for what's going to happen, or you can't sign up for what's going to go on next year because you don't know if you'll still be living there. And so they don't have a lot of opportunities to participate in other activities. And riding horses is something that you can do year round. And it doesn't matter if you start when you're 5 or if you're 14 or 15, you know, anybody can learn. And so it's not something that has a cutoff of when you can try it. And then the benefits are physically, you know, it strengthens their bodies. And I would say emotionally, just that thought that you're connecting with the horse, you're connecting with the volunteers and the instructor and the other people that are there, that you have pride in what you're learning how to do. So it's good for kids. And they're just outside playing, getting dirty, squirting each other with the hose pipe, and, you know, just playing, having a good time. So it's just everything that's good about the world all rolled up on four legs.
Speaking of the volunteers, I can imagine that you have across the board people from all different backgrounds who come and support this effort.
Yes, absolutely. And we love having volunteers. We rely on them so much to be able to do the things that happen here every single day. It's so important for a volunteer to be able to come out and share what the Lord has given them as a talent. And pretty much any talent you've got, we can find a way to use it.
And I imagine some of the young people, they may be coming here as part of maybe working toward college or some other type of job or career. And then you have some people who may be retired who come out and they've been looking for something like this to do, and they find themselves at the Red Barn and they find that it's something that they love to spend their time doing.
Oh, absolutely. And I think a lot of times people come with the idea, I mean, myself included, like we started the barn, you know, thinking this is something we're going to do for somebody to help somebody else out. But in the end, it's always you that ends up getting the biggest blessing from it. So it's good for everybody.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Joy O'Neill. We're in Leeds, Alabama at the Red Barn, and we're going to continue this conversation with Joy, and I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's BobSykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at BobSykes.com.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show on location in Leeds, Alabama at the Red Barn with Joy O'Neill. Glad to have Joy back on the show. It's been 5 years since she came on the Mark White Show. We were on the phone, and today we're in person at the Red Barn. I have Cora with me. We drove down from Athens this morning, met with the publisher of Birmingham Christian Family Magazine as they get ready for their expo in September at the Hoover Met, and then had talked to Joy about driving on over from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer to Leeds, and here we are. Welcome back to the show, Joy.
Thank you so much. And man, just saying Bob Sykes makes me hungry. I have such great memories of going to Bessemer and eating there when I was growing up. So
I grew up in Hueytown.
Okay,
so my
granddad
would take us over to Bessemer and we'd have sandwiches there at Bob Sykes.
Mine too. Like, you know, going to town was a big deal.
Yeah.
Like I said, we grew up off of exit 100 way out in the middle of nowhere. A little town called Abernat, and it was a big deal to get to go to town, and we'd get dressed up and hop in the truck and go to Bessemer for the day and eat lunch at Bob Sykes.
With 66 years of Bob Sykes, it's hard for a lot of us to have missed that.
It's been
going longer than we have. And Van Sykes, great guy who supports the Mark White Show and allows me.
Oh, I didn't know that. So great.
Yes. So okay. I'm able to come to places like this thanks to people like Van Sykes. They support this show, and glad to be able to do shows at the restaurant. And Cora over here loves the ribs.
So what's not to love about that?
She had her half a slab today. But let's get back to the Red Barn and talk about this effort. People maybe are aware of the Red Barn for the first time today. This is something that I want people to know more about. I want families who can utilize the resources here to come and enjoy the Red Barn. I want them to be part of this and not be afraid to reach out. I know a lot of times there can be a reluctance. It's something new. You may not necessarily know the path to communicate how you want your child to be a part of this, but if they'll just take that step, they may find that this can benefit their young person in a way they never could have imagined.
Sure. If anybody wants to learn more about it, they can just go to our website, theredbarn.org, and there's a programs tab. And if you click on that and scroll down to the bottom, there's a little form that you can fill out, and that will go straight to Connor. And Connor is great at returning emails and letting people know the next steps, which includes some paperwork and then coming out for an evaluation. And then after the evaluation, we can talk to folks about what's the best fit for them in all of our different programs, whether that's the lessons or the equine-assisted learning classes. So not only are there horseback riding lessons, but we also do some educational classes that are farm and horse-based. One of the ones that we're offering right now is pencils and ponies. And so kids are working on improving their handwriting by writing letters to the horses and learning how to spell the horse's name and their own name. And we do one on that's on reading. So how they're learning to read, and they read to the horses and read books about horses, and our job skills program. So we have a lot of opportunities.
Over the years that you've done this, what are some of the success stories that stand out to you with maybe a young person who came and there was a reluctance to even touch a horse or get near a horse, and then to make that connection and watch them grow as a person because of the Red Barn and the resources that it offers these young people?
You know, one story that kind of always stands out in my mind is, and I know y'all can't see this, but I'll send Mark the picture. There's a little girl right here. There's a picture of her on the wall where we're talking. And when she first started, she was very shy, and she has CP. She had some difficulty speaking and talking, and she walked some difficulty with mobility, and she was just really, really shy and hesitant. And just over time, as she kind of became, like, grew into herself, right, just sort of became her own, she eventually got to the point that she would get on the horse and ride around singing the theme from Frozen as loud as she could, just like hearing her belt it out. And, you know, we're down here in the, they call it in the valley, but, you know, and you could just hear it no matter where you were on the property. You could hear her sweet little voice just singing as loud as she could, just not a care in the world, just not being self-conscious about herself or just anything, just like that all out exuberance as she's riding around. And that is just one of my favorite memories, just hearing that sweet little voice just singing and happy and just not a care in the world.
I think one of the beautiful things about an effort like this is showing a young person what they're actually capable of in this life. And while a person might be discouraged by things that they feel hold them back, there are opportunities out there if parents and caregivers are willing to take that step and show a young person what they're capable of. I've had young people like Blake in from Texas, who has Blake Snow Shack, and I've had John and Mark Cronin. John has John's Crazy Socks up in Long Island, New York, and A Little Something Extra Ice Cream. We've had shows that have shown young people who had abilities to do a lot of amazing things. And while we may describe on one end disabilities, we could also describe other abilities, because out of disabilities sometimes come some amazing abilities that these young people have. It's just tapping into that to figure it out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that makes the barn most special, is just that everybody has something to give and everybody has a special talent, and God created us all with an ability and a purpose in this world. And so one of the great things is being able to help kids explore and find that and be able to have the confidence in themselves. You know, here was this little girl who was shy because other kids at school, you know, had kind of made fun of her a little bit because of how she spoke. And yet in the end, she was able to have the confidence to know it doesn't matter what they think. I've got something to say, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to, you know, go on, and who knows what she's going to go on and do, but like, she has that confidence and that ability to do it. And I think that's just what everybody needs to tap into, whether they have disabilities or not, especially in today's day and age where now it's easier than ever to be criticized or made fun of, just to be able to stand firm and know that you were created by the Lord to be special and to have something to say and a gift to share. And you just need the confidence and the maturity and the experience to find what that is.
When you think about life prior to the Red Barn, and you think about now the years that you have worked within this, what changes has it brought to your life?
You know, there are very few things that people often talk about that are positives about getting old, right? You know, you see all the jokes. Okay, yeah. But, you know, you see all the jokes about things creaking and cracking and going to the doctor and getting up at night and all those kind of things. But I would say one of the best things is being able to look back and see things in your life that you didn't realize at the time, that even though they were maybe a painful experience or something that was difficult to go through, that that was a seed being planted that was going to come up and help you do something really good, like to be able to take those hard times and redeem them, turn them around, transfer them, like however you want to think of it, that you just go back and you're like, oh, I understand why I went through that experience. It was so I could relate to this kid that's coming that's moved around a whole bunch. I moved constantly when we were growing up. I went to, you know, 8 different schools. So like to be able to sit and talk with that kid who's also moved around a bunch and doesn't feel like they've got a lot of friends, it's like, oh, I know what that's like. Like, and now you can kind of look back and see God preparing you in that way, whether that was just somebody that you met that later, you know, a couple of years later, you're like, oh, well, I met this person and they taught me this and now I can use it. I can use it. An example is we one time had a water pipe bust over in the barn, and Jerry, there's a picture of Jerry right there behind you. He talked about he knew how to fix that. And he talked about that the only reason he knew how to fix it was because of this one time that this big old pipe busted. You know, it's like this big thing. And just right. That, like, he knew how to, he had this really bad experience of having to know what to do with the busted pipe in like a bad circumstance. And immediately when that happened over in the barn, he was able to know how to fix it. So that the horses still had plenty of water, because it was a really hot day and, you know, water is really important for horses to be able to have. So he knew exactly what to do. And we, you know, we just kind of joked about like, oh, every single day is full of those little times. So I would say it's changed me 100% for the better. And I appreciate every single day that I get to be here and to be with the kids. It just means the world to me.
I love to open doors through my show for people to understand where they can make a difference. And as I close out every show now, I say, find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. And people out there listening right now, there may be someone who has looked for their purpose. They've looked for something that they could do. And I think about, as you mentioned, Jerry here and other volunteers, we mentioned them briefly earlier, but for a person like that who is looking to make a difference in the lives of others, this might be a great opportunity for someone out there listening today.
Sure. I mean, to anybody in that situation, I always encourage them just to really like stop and take some time and think about it and pray about it and decide like what do they want to do? And then just to start going out there and asking around and trying to find the right fit. And, you know, like for me, I look at some other things that I had tried to do before the barn, and there was just always something like, well, that's not quite it, or like I learned something. Like I volunteered for a long time at a homeless shelter and I loved it, but just over a little bit of time it was just like, I don't think that's it. Like I think I've learned a lot. Like we just recently had a big luncheon and somebody was asking me, they're like, how did you learn how to put on events? It's like, oh, because I volunteered at this homeless shelter.
Right.
And that's how I learned to put on events. So like you will learn something along the way. But just, you know, keep trying and keep trying to find the right thing, and you will find it.
Again, Joy, tell people how to connect with the Red Barn.
just go to our website, theredbarn.org, and there's a spot on there if you want to participate in programs. There's a spot if you want to volunteer. Of course, if you want to donate money, there's a spot for that too. We are a nonprofit, and we love it when people want to donate to give scholarships to children to come, because, you know, only 5% of our budget is made up from program income. All the rest of it has to be through donations, and you know, we really give priority to the children who would not be able to afford to come, other than through the generosity of the donors who want to make a change in their lives.
Congratulations on our five-year anniversary.
Well, thank you, man. And what a 5 years has been. COVID and yes. All kinds of stuff. So, yeah.
I'm glad we could come back today and fill people in on the Red Barn, especially people who were listening way back then. And now we have a lot of new listeners and a lot of places where people can hear about the Red Barn. So I just think it's excellent to be able to visit with you today and to just go about sharing the work that you do.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I love your show, and I love just hearing about it. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with family, friends, and neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Leeds, Alabama at the Red Barn. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.